Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues, such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit ancestry.com/health.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, a lot to get to. This is the 48th commemoration of the sanctity of human life in the pro-life community, and we will talk a little bit of that with Dan Steiner and Charmaine Yost, maybe even Governor Huckabee. But we're going to start with a look at what's going on in the nation's capital. Byron York of the Washington Examiner kicks things off right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Yeah, he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, we got a lot of things to get to in the coming minutes, including what is going on in our nation's capital. Are they on again? Are they off again? It appears that the impeachment trial of one Donald J. Trump is going to go forward. Now, what does that mean? Let's talk to the Washington Examiner's Byron York, because Byron, I'm confused by that. Oh, Happy New Year, by the way. I don't think we've spoken in the new year, and there was nothing going on. So forgive my oversight there. What is going on? Why is Nancy Pelosi doing this? And furthermore, if Joe Biden wants to bring everybody together, wouldn't this be a great way to just let bygones be bygones? What's your take?
Well, Happy New Year to you. Look, if you have Democrats in the House have been obsessed with President Trump for 5 years now, and so there's no reason to think they would stop now. The question was, when would Nancy Pelosi send these the impeachment article over to the Senate for trial? Now, you know, Republicans, I think, were kind of hoping, because they believe this is actually unconstitutional, but they were kind of hoping that maybe there just wouldn't be a trial. But you've got a Democratic Speaker of the House and a Democratic Majority Leader in the Senate. There's going to be a trial of President Trump. So, and it's not really going to be a fair trial. I mean, you have to remember the House impeached President Trump with you know, in record speed, I mean, lightning speed, with no hearings and no resolution, no nothing except for a couple of hours debate at the very end. So it's not going to be a lot better, apparently, in the Senate. There'll be a little more time for the president to mount a defense, but they're going ahead with it.
And so what is your what are your sources telling you the fate of it's going to be in a Chuck Schumer controlled Senate? I mean, obviously, you still need a higher than just 51%, don't you, to get a conviction?
Oh, sure. You need 67 votes to convict, and there's 50 Democrats, so assume they all do it. And the last time, as you remember, the Republicans were unanimous, opposed to conviction, with the exception of Mitt Romney on one count. There were two articles of impeachment at that time, and Romney voted to remove President Trump on based on one of the articles. Now there will probably be some more. Unclear how many there will be, but there is this growing belief among Republicans that before you ever get to the substance of the issue, that is, did President Trump incite this insurrection, before you ever get to that, this is just unconstitutional to begin with. Because obviously impeachment is the Constitution's method for removing a president who's convicted of high crimes and misdemeanors. But of course, President Trump is already gone. He didn't quit to avoid impeachment. He didn't run out the door. His term expired on January 20th, the way it was always going to do. So a lot of Republicans think, well, obviously you can't remove a president who is already gone. The other thing is that Democrats then say, well, the Constitution also provides for disqualifying the convicted party. That's why they have to be convicted with 67 votes to begin with.
Right.
The convicted party from ever holding a federal office again. If that's what we want to do. So they want to, I mean, they have this idea. I don't think it's a very valid one that President Trump is going to run for president again. But so they want to impose that punishment. But I'll tell you, I personally do not think you can impeach a private citizen who is a former president. If you look at the Constitution, it says the president shall be removed upon impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. What do they mean when they say the president? They mean the president of the United States, and there's only one of them at a time. And it does not mean everybody who has been president before. So there's going to be a big fight about this, but it, as always in the Senate, it's going to come down to the votes, and the Democrats have, you know, nominal control of things right now.
Yeah. Well, and the interesting thing about that is, does it really impact what Republicans are needing to do in the next 2 years going into their next hope to take back some of this ground that they've lost? Byron, if Trump's not eligible to run, does that in some ways make him more powerful on messaging and shaping of how the party should be focused in terms of finding other voices to step forward?
Well, that's an interesting question. I have to tell you, I don't know the answer. I am one of these people who thinks that Donald Trump is not going to run the Republican Party for the next 2 years. First of all, I certainly don't think he's going to run for president in 2024. If he did, he'd be too old. He'd be the same age Joe Biden is right now. And I've been saying Joe Biden is too old for a long time. So Donald Trump is 78. He'd be too old, too. But also, new leaders are going to emerge.
Yeah.
Republicans greatly respect the enormous number of accomplishments that Trump had in terms of taxes and deregulations and appointing judges and unleashing energy production and strengthening the military and destroying ISIS and having breakthroughs in the Middle East. There was a lot done in 4 years. On the other hand, it was a really rocky end. I mean, Trump just messed up almost every single thing.
Yeah.
After November 3rd, with a huge exception, by the way, of a coronavirus vaccine, which was a huge accomplishment that he deserved a lot of credit for pushing to make it happen as early as it did.
But no doubt.
Other than that, just a disaster that all traces to his refusal to accept the results of the election. So he ended on a really, really, really bad note, and that's why he's being impeached, because of this, of the riot at the Capitol. So there's, you know, he's kind of tempered his legacy at best. And so I just think that other leaders are going to emerge in the Republican Party. That's the way it always works.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And I think that we're going to find out early on what kind of intestinal fortitude the congressional Republicans have, whether they're in the House or the Senate, because they cannot just be Rickrolled and allow the Democrats to do whatever they want. And already in the first couple of days, you've got a lot of executive actions being taken that I think voters are already gravely concerned about.
And they should be. On the other hand, it's exactly what Joe Biden promised to do. And this was the problem with so much resistance to President Trump was that there were so many things he could not get through Congress. And like Barack Obama before him, he resorted to executive power, to executive authority to make this happen, and which meant that it could be quickly undone by the next president. Although one thing we saw is that Trump had some difficulty undoing some of Barack Obama's executive actions because the courts were biased against him, basically. And I don't think Biden will face many challenges to his undoing of President Trump's executive actions. But sure, it should bother Republicans. The election means something, and, you know, and so there was a lot of border wall going on. And, you know, with the stroke of a pen, Joe Biden stopped it. And that's one of the things the election was about.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, read him every day in the Washington Examiner. He is Byron York. He's got a daily memo. And of course, you know him from cable news, and his astute observations always spot on. Byron, always appreciate your time. Thanks for ending the week with us.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Kevin McCullough, we've got a lot to get to yet. Dan Steiner, Charmaine Yost, Mike Huckabee, all on the way. Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's a brand new year and a perfect time for you to admit one important truth. You need a better immune system. You don't have to have a pandemic here to tell you that. You need to fight off the colds and the flus and all the other little things that want to just tear you apart. You know what my secret is? I haven't been sick in years. You know why? Because I take fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. See, I know that I can't get 10 full servings of 31 fruits and vegetables unless I have like the largest produce section in all of America, and I don't. So I take my fruits and veggies, I stay healthy, I don't get the seasonal bronchitis, and I haven't thought one iota about COVID. Friends, you can do the same thing. You can live with confidence. Call today. Get 35% off and free shipping. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. You can also go online to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call 800-246-8751 or go online, make sure you use the discount code KMC. That's 800-246-8751.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. You have heard me discussing in recent days the idea of making a difference this month by saving babies' lives. And an ultrasound given on behalf of somebody to a crisis pregnancy center is essential in that. When a mother doesn't know that the baby inside of her is an actual person, when they don't know that it's an actual human being, when they are just told it's a clump of cells, when they're just told it's not that important, we can just take care of it for you, take it out of you, you know, you don't have to worry about this anymore, they're really given disinformation, information that's not true. But there is a great other option that awaits them, and that is to not only find out that their baby is in fact their child,
but then that they can actually find hope in dealing with it. And here in New York, we have seven of the worst zip codes in America in terms of the rates of birth versus abortion. In four of them, in fact, there are more children aborted than born every year. And in one of those, a few years ago, an organization called Preborn just decided to parachute in a center that would be a place of hope for women that were experiencing crisis pregnancy. And now, after a couple of years in operation, they are up and running. And we are so glad to be able to say that many of my listeners were the reason why the New Beginnings Center of Hope in Jamaica, Queens exists and is helping women every single day. Dan Steiner is the founder of Preborn, and he is working hard every day to make sure that it is doing its mission, that it is staying faithful to that mission. But Dan, I want to know why you personally felt called and motivated to go into the arena of saving unborn children.
Yeah, it's frankly birthed, Kevin, and thanks for asking, out of the time of prayer where I would get up here between 4:30 and 6:30 every day to seek the Lord. And during one of those times, I really felt his broken heart over the issue of abortion. It's not an issue to him. He is forming, as we know, these babies in their mother's womb. He's knitting them together, intricately putting together the vascular and nervous systems, knitting it together in the hidden parts of the earth, the womb of a mother. It's supposed to be the safest place on earth. And so he sees each of these babies. He's personally involved with that. And so he is forced to see the distress, the terror on these babies as they're frankly ripped apart in their mother's womb. We know that at 10 to 12 weeks, which is the normal time that babies gestational age are aborted, that they not only can feel pain, Kevin, but we found out recently that they also can cry, and probably do. Mm-hmm. And so what we're trying to do here on WMCA today on the Kevin McCullough Show is to stop the cry. Mm-hmm. And I heard that cry of God's heart 30 years ago. Be part of the solution to find out what works. And the conclusion I've come to and has been verified every day is that if you show a mom her baby, there's something special that God's built in her heart that no matter who's pushing her or what the circumstances are, she realizes she is a mother. Yeah. That is her baby. And when she sees that, knows that, she will choose life 80% of the time. Try to talk her out of it without an ultrasound. Maybe we can do it 40% of the time, but because of WMCA listeners all across New York City, we are offering alternatives to these young moms and letting them see their baby. I've even had OBGYNs tell me that there's an anatomical hormonal reaction when a mother hears her baby's heartbeat. And I think it's probably true. I know this. It makes a world of difference. And so, you know, this isn't just feed somebody, they'll be hungry tomorrow. This is a life or death matter that we're asking the listeners of WMCA to be part of. And saving these lives.
Yeah, no, you talk about the chemical reaction in the mother. I remember the first time that I heard my oldest son James's heartbeat at a visit to to get an ultrasound with my wife, and I just remember how it felt like my heart was going to just jump out of my chest. Because there's nothing like that first realization that that is a baby and that that is your child and that that is something that God created. And it's inexplicable in terms of the reaction that you feel in that moment. So I can easily picture how a woman who has not really been told the truth about what's going on inside of her, all of a sudden having that crystallize and then become very clear about what it is that she wants to do. And friends, thus far, we've helped save 87 babies this year. Thank you to those of you that have given. But we have 342 that at minimum we would like to save. And I'm asking you to help us save a baby for $28. That provides that ultrasound for a mom who's in a crisis pregnancy. 833-850-2229 is the number. 833-850-2229. 833-850-2229. Dan, what's been one of the most amazing stories of someone who has interacted with the Preborn Center that's come to your attention in what you guys have done?
Well, I think of one that just happened recently. I'm not really sure what this was, Kevin, but I kind of think I do. This girl came in, Jennifer, and she was just completely floored that she was pregnant, didn't want to be pregnant, didn't expect to be pregnant, was pregnant, wanting to abort. And she's pretty determined. We take her back to the ultrasound room, and as they ran up the baby on the screen, it was really strange. It's like a halo around the baby's head. I'm not sure what it was. It must have been some, I don't know. I'm saying it's the Holy Spirit. It might have been some sort of amniotic, you know, reflection or something. But
whatever it
was, it looked just like a halo. This mother sees this baby with his halo around his head. She says, "That's a sign from God, man. I don't think I can do it. I better not do this." And she chose life. And so this is what we're asking listeners to do. I remember another one. A woman came in her 40s. She was pregnant from a one-night stand. Yep, it happens if you're listening. Don't do that. But anyway, she's pregnant, and she's a house cleaner, and she knows that in that third trimester of pregnancy, she's not going to be able to do her job. She's going to starve. She's got her 20-year-old daughter with her. They're in our clinic. She's wanting to abort. She's pretty determined. She's, you know, in a spot. Her employment's at jeopardy here. So she goes back into the ultrasound room, and here on the screen was not one baby, but two.
Oh, wow.
And 20.
Wow. So. Well, Dan, it's always great to catch up with you. Thank you for what you're doing to encourage moms and to save babies and to point all of them to Jesus. It's something that I really fully endorse, and friends, preborn.org is just the best organization to have worked with for these last 3 years, and we're hoping that all 342 of these babies yet to come will be saved by your generosity. 833-850-2229, 833-850-2229, 833-850-2229. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year, I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem, in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years, have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this. The first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
She fights to protect America's heritage. Heritage Foundation Vice President of the Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity, Dr. Charmaine Yost, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. And it has been a rough week for conservatives because there have been a lot of policies that have already been undone by the pen of the new president, with executive orders actions being taken within the first minutes of the new administration. That process, by the way, is going to continue. There's going to be more coming down the path, or so we are promised. But what does it really indicate? What does it really mean? Top story of Fox News right now, Biden's executive order killing U.S. energy project is just the beginning of the crackdown, according to a senator that is commenting on the Keystone Pipeline issue. We're going to talk with Governor Mike Huckabee about more of that in a little bit. But let's talk to Charmaine Yost of the Heritage Foundation and get her take. Charmaine, and you know, it's not uncommon, I guess, for presidents to come in and immediately sign a stack of executive orders. Most notably, I think, amongst conservatives, we're always, you know, watching the bouncing ball of the Mexico City policy. It goes one way for Democrats, one way for Republicans, every single administration. But you are concerned about the larger message that some of this sent. What was it?
I think it's important to say that he's well within his rights to do exactly what he's done, which is have an entire flurry of change happen. And all I could think as I saw him sign one radical executive order after another, all in, you know, bowing to the leftist wing of his party, that it was in very, very direct contrast to the calls for the high-flown language about unity that was coming from the podium. You know, at the end of the day, we all have to remember that elections have consequences. And we spent all summer, all fall, talking about personality issues and this and that, you know, Twitter this, Twitter that. But meanwhile, underneath the surface were all these really, really substantive policy issues that were the real subject of this election. And now those chickens are coming home to roost. I saw someone on Twitter this morning talking about their husband who's going to lose his job because of what President Biden is now doing with the Keystone Pipeline. And this person was just commenting, wow, I had no idea that voting for Biden led to this. And that's the problem with the conversation that we have, that kind of tabloidization of our presidential elections, is there's a lot of people who get caught up in the personality-driven narrative that you see that's all clickbait in covering the elections. And meanwhile, these very, very serious issues just don't get discussed.
Well, in the aftermath of all that, just from day one, they're saying that there are maybe up to a couple of dozen more that are coming down in the next couple of weeks. How does the nation begin to interpret this? Or is the media so in the pocket that the average citizen's not going to know the degree or the radical kind of extreme that some of these orders are showing up as? And are we being gaslit? I mean, is this the gaslighting of the entire American public?
Well, listen, let me give you what I think it's Friday afternoon, so let me give you kind of what I think is a slightly funny example of the gaslighting and the kind of coverage that we expect to see. I just saw a headline from Glamour magazine that said, "A new dawn in White House fashion has come." A new dawn. We just had 4 years of an international level fashion model who was in the White House, but now that the Democrats are coming in, we're getting a new dawn in fashion. I mean, you know, politics aside, it's just absurd to me the lens through which we've seen them cover this inauguration. It's really, really remarkable.
Well, when you consider that big tech and media have worked together with them, I mean, Charmaine, this is what's going to happen, and especially if they're able to deplatform voices that oppose them. And I mean, deplatforming entire platforms. Like, if you can keep Parler offline and Twitter can become what it has become, you know, you're talking about limited options of being able to respond.
Well, yeah, and what are we going to be able to hold this new administration to account for the kinds of things that that in the previous administration they really did hold a seat to the fire? And let's, you know, you and I can be honest about this, is that there were times that it's useful to have the media come in and go, well, you know what, the administration said X and the truth is Y. You know, that's important for that to happen, but so many times it was just taken to the nth degree, whereas now we're seeing that, you know, Peter Doocy of Fox News challenges Jen Psaki, the new press secretary, about the president not wearing his mask at the Lincoln Memorial immediately after issuing an executive order saying that everyone had to. And she and her response is, well, he was just celebrating. Oh, okay. In the previous administration, they'd have lost their collective minds over that. They would have lost their collective minds. But instead, the narrative is, oh, come on, give us a break. You know, how dare you ask that petty question? That's the kind of water carrying that I think we can expect over the next 4 years.
Yeah, no, I think you nailed it. And it is. It's going to be interesting to see. But we'll be watching it. And thanks for all the analysis you give us every week, Charmaine. We appreciate it.
Great to talk to you. Happy weekend.
Kevin McCullough coming back with the aforementioned Governor Mike Huckabee. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year, I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem, in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years, have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this. The first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now? 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Everywhere I go.
He is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of it before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And as we are still in the infancy stages of the new administration, there are already a lot of things that have developed controversy. One of them that I have not spoken much about in the last day or so is the Keystone Pipeline, and Governor Mike Huckabee rejoins us. Governor, it's kind of stunning that, you know, when Biden was campaigning and talking about how important it was for us to, you know, have economic success and, you know, get people back to work and all this stuff, that he comes in and on day one guts a program that will literally cancel tens of thousands of jobs for people. Like, you know, as fast as Trump could to develop jobs, it seems like that's as quickly as Joe Biden is committed to seeing them be done away with.
Well, what's troubling about the Keystone cessation is that it puts 11,000 American workers, most all of whom are union workers, puts them out of business. Hmm. I mean, these are the rank-and-file Biden voters, the ones that Biden says he's going to really take care of and protect, union workers. But you know who benefits the most is a billionaire, Warren Buffett, who owns the railroad companies that will now get to ship the oil in. Which is ironic because shipping the oil in by truck or train is way more dangerous, way more expensive, and it results in a far greater likelihood of environmental damage than if you did it on a pipeline. And after all of these years of Democrats and Republicans working together with Native Americans to make sure that everybody's anxieties are resolved on Keystone, this project is set to move forward with all winners, no losers. Now, the first thing the president does, he ticks off Canada, he ticks off union workers, and when people start going to the pumps and seeing their prices go higher and heating their homes higher, it's going to tick them off too. And you can thank Joe Biden for that.
Oh, well, that is certainly going to be problematic on all the levels that you mentioned. And, you know, you would think that there would be some sort of outlet or way that people could actually find out the truth on all this. But the truth is that the stuff you've just revealed, I didn't see that on ABC or CBS or NBC or CNN or any of them in the last 24 hours. And it's genuinely, I mean, there's a lot of people genuinely worried, Governor, that the media landscape coupled with the houses of Congress and the presidency basically all working as one operation, that we are going to really enter kind of a period of just pure deception, darkness. Like, we're not going to be able to really bank on anything being true that we're told. And it's starting early. I mean, the other thing that that Biden did yesterday that some have really responded strongly to is the mandatory now inclusion that high school and college girls will be forced to compete against high school and college boys in the supposed women's division of competitive sports. It's dangerous and it's unfair in so many ways. And yet we're told from Washington and from the media speak, you have to think this way. This is what unity means, agreeing with us.
Well, the irony, I saw a meme this morning that had a picture of Kamala Harris, and it said, this would have been a historic moment to have a woman vice president, except that we cannot any longer consider people by virtue of their gender. So there really isn't a first woman vice president because the Democrats don't want to acknowledge anybody's gender. Doesn't matter. So rob her of this great historical distinction. That's the irony of this. In the name of trying to elevate genders, they destroy the female gender.
Let's shift gears to one other section, and that is the immigration and the kind of the relaxation of the travel ban. These are policies both with a more open borders approach and allowing very poor countries that have very poor vetting methods to issue visas to the United States that I think directly endanger Americans. What's your take on it?
Well, I think it's very much that way. You have tens of thousands of immigrants who are rushing to the border because they are convinced that Joe Biden has basically gone full Minnie Pearl on them and said, y'all come. And that's what they perceive. And they know that if they can just step across that border, they're going to get education, health care. They're going to get to vote. They're going to be provided with housing. It's going to be an easy street for them. And it's tragic because many of these people are being exploited. They're paying money to these coyotes to get them across the border. And when they get there, it's not going to be that way because we've got tens of millions of Americans out of work because of COVID.
Yeah.
What a tragedy.
In Washington news, the impeachment now looks like it's going to probably go forward. They're talking about sending the articles, which I guess Nancy still hadn't sent as of this conversation. But what are your sources telling you, and are you covering this at all this weekend?
Well, absolutely. We've got Rudy Giuliani on the show this weekend for our TBN, my weekend show, and we're talking about, is it even constitutional to do it? And how does this provide unity? Rudy, in fact, speaks about this is like a person who is dead, who has been tried for murder, and they're going to go ahead and put another bullet in a dead man. What's the point? There's just nothing to be solved by this. And if the whole intent is to keep Donald Trump from running again, isn't that a decision that the Republican voters will make in a primary and that ultimately the national voters will make in an election? It's not Nancy Pelosi's job to decide who gets to run.
Well, the challenge there, of course, is, Governor, they don't want the people to decide. And that's pretty clear. You wouldn't have had the hijinks related to this election in so many different states in so many different ways if they had ever really actually wanted the people's voice to be the determining factor. And I think that we're getting a good lesson, though. I think it's going to be a painful one, that Democrats play power games, and it's all about how they have the power and the links they will go to keep and to get power. And that's why we, the people, are so problematic for them. We're kind of like thorns in their side. President Trump defended us, and that's why they came for him. Anyway, who else do you have on the big show this weekend?
Well, Tulsi Gabbard is going to be on. We'll be talking to her about, are the Democrats making big mistakes in pushing for impeachment instead of trying to solve COVID issues? And we've got Tim Atwood, country singer, who will explain why he wears a bracelet honoring a veteran on his arm every single day and has done it for years.
Nice.
And the family members of that person will be with us. It'll be a great show.
That'll be 8 and 10 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday night, only on TBN Huckabee Today. Governor, always good to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, my final next.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit Ancestry.com/health.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, we are grateful to be with you every single day. And thank you for those of you that are helping us with our goal of rescuing these babies this month. The number is 833-850-2229, and you can still help us now. In New York, COVID-19 vaccinations have hit another snag. You'd like to see it just be smooth, right? You'd like to just see the rollout happen and everybody get the shots, and you know, you sign up, you go wait and you're turning line, you get your shot, and you're able to get back to work. I don't understand, quite frankly, why there have been so many problems, but there have been. And now tens of thousands of appointments in New York City are now canceled through Sunday, as the mayor is saying he's almost out of the first doses. In fact, they're going to close 15 vaccination hubs because the state has used 93% of the first doses and won't have any by today, which is what they would need to keep everything open. He wanted to buy more doses directly from Pfizer on Thursday, but learned that the Biden administration's not going to allow it. De Blasio said 500,000 New Yorkers have been vaccinated, but there is only hope that the hubs will be administering again next week, when the federal government will hopefully send more doses to the city. De Blasio says, we are seeking clear answers. I want to be fair to the new Biden team, but they just got in the door. I think it's going to take a few days to get a clear picture of what vaccine is available. More than 22,000 people had appointments canceled and automatically rescheduled for next week because of this. Rivka Press Schwartz, a high school administrator in the Bronx, said it creates anxiety, maybe even a little bit of a sense of panic. I don't quite understand scheduling appointments for which you don't have doses. That would be a good place to start. Know how many you have and then don't book for more than what you have taken in. The city said appointments for second doses were not canceled, but added if the shortage is extended weeks, it could use some of that supply to administer more first doses, with the idea that the future supply would then be able to backfill the second doses over time. Mark Levine, the chairman of the City Council Health Committee, said the Biden administration needs to increase supply dramatically and take into account that a quarter of those getting vaccinated don't live in the city. They are healthcare and essential employees that work in the five boroughs. He said, let me tell you, if we keep vaccinating at only 100,000 doses a week, we're not going to get to herd immunity until late 2022. We need 400,000 doses a week if we're going to get to herd immunity by the middle of the year so we can have something like a normal summer. Governor Cuomo wanted to buy more doses directly from Pfizer, but a Biden spokesperson said he will not be allowed to do that. We need to have a national approach to vaccinations, a must ensure states aren't competing against each other. So that's it. If you were hoping to get your shot and now you're not going to, now you know why, because the city has had to close down those 15 hubs, basically because it sounds like there's a lot of disorganization here. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, we'll talk to you again soon. See you next time.